in the general formula of the right livelihood, it seems that it's addressed to lay people, not to bhikkhus.
In that sutta, Anguttara 5, arms, beings, meat, intoxicating poison, yes, that's for lay people. For monks, the different ways of being able to try to gain requisites that are dishonest, manipulative, or are frivolous. And there's many, many ways. The Digha Nikaya Sutta number 2, Samanyapada, fruits of the recluse. Then there's a long section in livelihood that the Buddha outlines the proper conduct.
Also in the Vinaya.
You know, yeah, certainly in the Vinaya.
Origin stories.
Lots in the Vinaya. Even as a monk, livelihood, something that would be considered right livelihood for a lay person would be considered wrong livelihood for a monk. Like acting as a medical doctor is wrong livelihood for a bhikkhu.
What is that?
Well, a lot of it is because you're setting aside your spiritual vocation and then putting your attention specifically on a medical practice is helping people, but it's also sometimes what it does, you start drawing people to you that are not at all interested in spiritual practice, and you're using the vocation of a renunciant life to try to both foster one's own development of sila, samadhi, panya, but then also to encourage other people to be doing it. I've seen it because in Thailand you get many monasteries that are doing all sorts of things that aren't in the Vinaya, and certainly that's one of them. And the monasteries end up being sort of overrun by all sorts of people coming in. The atmosphere of the monastery changes from being a place of study and practice. So there's all sorts of effects that it's gone off to the side. You veered away from this opportunity for a straight path.